Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How was your Saturday?
It was fantastic. And in case you tuned in yesterday.
To hear us,
we were not on.
You were sorely disappointed.
Yes,
and I'm sorry
for
that.
Because it is appointment radio. I do think people.
I agree with this.
Yeah.
I am here. When we're on, I'm here. I make an appointment to be here.
So we're taking a little Saturday hiatus. Just
for the months of June and July.
Yeah, just for the summer months. And then, you know, coming back in August once football gets all revved up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So still look, we're not, Saturdays are not going away forever.
And it would just be a lot of, like, off the wall stuff that we would fill Saturday with.
Right. Be a lot of 80s sitcom talk.
Not that it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
But
you went fishing yesterday morning.
Oh, my gosh. I enjoyed my Saturday immensely. Saturday not coming in here to do a radio show, you would think, you know, 7 days a week getting up in the morning. Because Monday through Friday, I'm up by 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Saturday, I'm up by 8 or 9. Sunday, up by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So Saturday, without a radio show, you would think I would sleep till like maybe 11 or something. But no, I got up at 5:45.
Oh.
Yeah. And had the car packed and ready to go. Got the boys out of bed. And one of them, I told him the night before, I said, it's going to be early. So I got to let you know, don't mess around. Don't tell me you're tired. When I say get up, let's go. Because we want to be out of the house in like 15 minutes. So I wake him up, one of them, and he looks at me like, it's go time, isn't it? You know, and he is out of that bed, springs into action. In less than 15 seconds, he's completely naked and putting his clothes on to go out the door. And he's dressed and ready to go. And his brother's stretching a little bit. I said, come on. And he realizes, okay, we're going fishing, Dad. That's the whole thing is.
It's easier to get up in the morning to do that.
Oh, yeah. But I had floated this. One of them has been pestering me about going fishing. And I'm like, look, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Let me get to the point where I'm not working on a Saturday. We'll get up in the morning. So he keeps asking it. Is this weekend the weekend where you don't have to work on Saturday? And so finally I said, okay, we're going. So yes, 5:45, we were out the door by 6 a.m. And we were fishing by 6:35, and I did miserable. I didn't catch anything.
And the boys?
Between them caught 11.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. They slayed
so
the lake.
So they can't wait to go fishing again, and you're like, I got up at 5:30 to catch nothing?
Yes. Absolutely. Big time for them. And we fished for probably like 5 hours. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, I am used to fishing like farm ponds. That's my, and bass fishing and fishing for catfish. It's like bass fishing that you're reeling it in quite a bit.
Yes.
You're staying active. Catfish, you just throw it out there and you just let it sit. You just wait. And so with the boys, it's bobber fishing. We're fishing for bluegill, that kind of thing. So, my bluegill game was not strong yesterday. But theirs was out of sight.
That's awesome.
But also, Dad was taking every single fish off the hook, and Dad was baiting the hook, and Dad was retying hooks onto lines when they caught trees. That was at one point. I said to one of them, I said, hey, now, watch that tree. He goes, I know. Immediately puts it in the tree. He looks at me and goes, I know, and throws it right into the tree that I told him to watch out for. So I had to cut that line and tie another knot. But Oh, what did you do with your Saturday morning?
So, well, what did I do with my Saturday morning? I don't know. I just, we stained the deck.
Fun.
I did not stain the deck.
Hubby stained the
deck. Yes. And then we did go to Shake Shack. So I tried Shake Shack for the first time.
Yes.
So, and then Sam had a baseball game at 4 o'clock. So we dropped Sam off because he's got to be there, an hour early for batting practice and stuff. We go to Shake Shack. I go to the game. Sitting watching, and I'm like, geez, Sam's not in the outfield or whatever. Sam's not playing. I see, they go through the batting order, and they where he normally bats, he's not batting. So now after like a full inning of watching him not play, I went to the dugout, and I was like, Sam, what's the deal? Oh, I told Coach I'm too hot. Like, what? You said what?
Too hot.
Too hot to play.
Too hot on the field. Too hot to play.
And so he goes, I was like, are you must be kidding me. He's like, I kind of feel like I'm going to throw up. And I was like, okay, you're sick. And he goes, I said, when did this happen? Because when I dropped you off, you were fine.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I mean, it probably didn't help that you dropped me off like 15 minutes too early and it's this hot out. And I was like, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I'm like, well, I'm standing in the shade right now. Could you not find this?
Yeah.
For that 15 minutes? Mm-hmm. And he's like, but they made us run two poles beforehand. I was like, you mean all the other kids on the team who are playing now in this heat? So I'm like, afterwards, I told him, like, don't ask to go to the ballpark when it's hot out, because we know you can't stay in the heat. So he got taken out. I mean, the coach took him out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Completely, because he said, I'm sick. I'm too hot.
So a waste of his time, a waste of your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And then they had a team dinner, like at Rooster's last night.
He's Did he
like,
feel
can,
better?
Can we still go? I'm like, oh. I was so embarrassed because everyone there is like, is he feeling okay? I'm like, oh, I don't even want to. I was so embarrassed.
Sam, why don't you get up and address the room, please? let's go ahead and talk about how you're feeling.
Right. That's what he said. He goes, you're probably not going to let me go to Roosters. And I was like, well, probably not, because you've been sick. And he goes, my team needs me there. It was like, your team needed you an hour ago when we lost by one run.
Oh, these life lessons are
That's
great.
When they needed you. Oh, I couldn't have been more disappointed.
Oh, I feel for you.
Oh, God.
I've been there. No doubt.
I'm like, how hot do you think I am sitting out here watching not my kid play?
Whew, it was hot yesterday.
It was, and then our air conditioner broke, and that's a whole nother thing. And so, yeah. I know, and it's working in here. Finally. Yes,
it is. Thank goodness it's working in here. You could go somewhere.
But I did. I didn't go to the game, obviously, but watched the UK baseball game.
I went
night.
To the game. It was hot.
Oh, you did go?
Oh, it was hot. Yes, I did go. 4,742 people went last night to see Kentucky lose 5-4 to NC State.
And now the road is tough.
So tough. NC State, all NC State has to do is win one game. And they're going to the Super Regional. Kentucky has to win three games to make that happen. They have to beat Indiana at 1 o'clock today. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, they have to beat NC State. And then tomorrow would have to beat NC State again. Now, it sounds just
too much. Pretty, yeah.
Too much. But the thing is, you win the first game. Okay. Get that out of the way. Now you can move on, and then you're back in it against NC State. If you can, squeeze that one all out, then it's just a one-game thing. If you look at it that way. If you look at it, we've got to win three games in 2 days.
What is the pitching scenario going to be, though? That's I guess, my fear.
Zach Thompson is who Nick Mangione said he was leaning towards. That's his thought was to go with him. And he pitched against Indiana earlier this year when the two teams played during the regular season. But he's been a midweek starter has Zach Thompson and done well. So if they could get a big outing from Zach Thompson, then that second game, they could maybe pitch Schenzer, who has also been a midweek starter. And then if they could get Schenzer to go deep, then they could bring out Chris McIver. So they've got three pitchers left who could go six, seven innings.
Didn't McIver come in relief of Jelly Friday afternoon?
Maybe.
I think he did for a little bit.
I watched that game, but I don't remember.
It's just, to me, it's tough because I don't know anything about who Indiana's pitching today or his record or whatever, but obviously it's an elimination game for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, the pitching depth is huge in a regional. It's just big. If your depth is better, you know, like NC State on Friday played a 12-inning game.
I know. That's why I felt good about it.
And they exhausted some of their arms and wore them a little bit thin. But then the guy that they went with for the majority of the game wound up throwing something like 122 pitches. So he was a stud for NC State. But so crazy what they did at the beginning. They started one guy, and I think he walked a couple batters. So it's bases loaded, one out for Riley Mahan. 14 home runs, 59 RBI, all SEC, you know, big hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets him to a 1-2 count. And they come and pull him, the pitcher, and do a switcheroo and bring in the left-hander. So it was just odd that he did that. And then it was a little gamesmanship, too. Nick Mangione was like, "Oh, that didn't fool us. You know, we prepared for three different pitchers, so no."
I mean, UK had their opportunities for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They, in those early innings, they left a lot of base runners.
A whole lot.
And then, I don't know, watching the TV broadcast, they did not credit an error.
No.
On that.
Marcus Carson center field. Yeah.
And even in the replay, and maybe Mangione talked about it after the game.
He did.
Was it the lights? Because I don't know what it was. Because even they'd show the replay, and I couldn't tell if he slipped or what. Yeah. Like what exactly happened there?
Mangione basically said, "We don't discuss the details of it. We just address that it happened. Don't let it happen again. You know, we know. We don't have to go through the minutia." And I think Mangione was saying, "We don't want to provide an opportunity to make an excuse," so that he couldn't say, "Well, the sun hit me," or, you know, mm-hmm. "the light hit me," or he's not even going to give him a chance to make that excuse. We have plenty from Mangione, including that answer, coming up in today's show. 381-1313, by the way, if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show and talk about last night's game. So much to talk about from that game. If you just go through the first inning, where I just mentioned that they had bases loaded, one out, you get one run out of it. Yeah. All you get is a sacrifice fly. And that's it from the number one offense in the Southeastern Conference all season long. And then to turn right around and the leadoff hitter hits a home run and erases that one run, nothing lead.
Yeah.
That leadoff hitter, it was his first home run of the season. Or when they put his name up the next time and it said home runs, it was one. So he either had one coming into the game
or that was
his first one. And then they go back-to-back.
And it definitely looks like Louisville is going to go ahead and win that regional because they won
their game last night, mm-hmm, right?
Handily, like 11-1 or something like that. So, so they've won their two games.
Well, NC State's tough. There's no doubt about it. But like you said, Kentucky had their chances. The big one was, of course, the error in center field that allowed two runs to score, and that was a triple, and then that guy scored from third. So it was a three-run inning.
Yeah.
And
that made it 5-2, and while Kentucky held them after that, and they battled back to within one run, just, you know, that was
mm-hmm.
that was it right there.
Two outs, Kentucky did horrible with two outs. Just could not get out of innings, extended innings, and that hurt. That hurt. But, I mean, two home runs in the bottom of the second inning was it until that error.
Mm-hmm.
So, very tough. And Justin Lewis is a good pitcher. I mean, he battled. He got hit again. I don't know if you remember the LSU game in the SEC tournament, but
yeah.
He took one off the ankle and then, or I don't know if it was LSU, but end of the season somewhere there. He took one off the ankle. He wasn't the same coming back, and that was the case. He got hit in the shin here, but he battled back. Walked maybe five guys, I think, but only one of those scored, but still a tough outing. I mean, he pitched pretty well, but just that error just kills you. Kills you.
Mm-hmm. And we were even talking about that last week, of the thing of baseball is, mm-hmm. you know, you're there with two outs.
Yep.
You just get that one out, different. It's a totally different ballgame, mm-hmm. that one out. So, yeah.
Well, that was it. I was describing the bases loaded situation to one of my sons at the game, and like, now if this guy hits a ground ball and they, you know, do a double play, Kentucky will get nothing. They will have loaded the base and get nothing. But he's a really good home run hitter. If he puts a good swing on it, it could be 4-0. It's just those little, yeah. And in the postseason, errors will kill you. So, and that wasn't an error. It wasn't scored an error.
That's why I didn't understand why. But
Carson came up on it. He read it well. He was there. I think he just, well, he read it well off the bat, and then he overran it, I think. He just went a little too far. He crossed him up. And that'll cost you. It'll cost you two outs.
Mm. Yep.
All right, I'm going to tell you about my experience at the game last night when we come back, because it was hot.
Yeah.
It was very hot. Let me just say this. Thank goodness they're building a new baseball stadium, because if Nick Mingione's going to be here and this team's going to be good, you know, every year, they're going to need a better facility.
They're getting one.
They are. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here and talk about that or anything here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play today at 2:05. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Thanks, floor covering.
Is Derek there?
There's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We've got flooring choices for every room in your home.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks Floor Covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So I told you about the fishing trip yesterday. We went to Salado Wildlife Center in Frankfort. So if you... I mean, it's 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
They have two ponds. Good-sized ponds. Plenty of places to cast. Lots of space. It's free to fish. And I think basically the same rules apply that would apply throughout the state at any lake. So if you wanted to keep them, you could. You know, those kind of regulations and stuff. But it's nice. You don't have to pay. You just go up and fish. So... to get there at 6:30 was a good idea, because I think we were, there were maybe two other groups, you know, out there at that point. And the fish stopped biting by like 10 o'clock. But we've got a small area. There's not much of an area, but when you pull up and where you park, it's the first area that we hit. Because it's closest. Me and my dad, the boys, we got four chairs, two tackle boxes, and four poles, and bait, and, you know. So it's the easiest. There's a picnic table there, and then there's a rough little area that you could set up four chairs. But we're kind of limited. There's some space on the other side that somebody could get, and there's a little bit of space on the left side of us that somebody could get, and they did. So we're there about 10:30-ish. Yeah, about 10:30. This family of seven comes up, and they're at the picnic table that we were at. I don't think we didn't have hardly anything up there. It's not like we're claiming the picnic table, right? So, no big deal. And this guy comes down. My sons were there fishing on the bank. Both of them had come around to me. One of them's baiting his hook, and the other one is needing me to tie his line. So they've just vacated. We don't have chairs set up right there, but they vacated the area where they were fishing. And really, if they don't fish right there, there's no room for them to fish anywhere else next to us. Because right next to me is a bush. There's no room really there. And next to my dad is just that little area where the two of them were fishing. And this guy plants his chair right there where they were just at. And puts his pole down. And almost like a flag. Like he planted a flag. He did it that way. He didn't just...
Did he see them down there before they had come up to get help from you?
I don't know that he saw them, but...
There was really nowhere else they could have been, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless they were just... Yeah, there's just not. Like if I cast straight out and my dad cast straight out...
You're hooking that guy.
There's no room for them to, the boys, to really cast in between us. So they would have to, and they can't cast to the right of me. So they have to cast to the left of my dad. And there was a little area that was enough. So then the guy just plants it and he walks back up to the picnic table with the rest of his crew of six or seven. And I hear someone say, is it okay to go down? Did you talk to them or whatever? So then he comes back down and he's like, is there going to be room, you think? Could we possibly fish here? And we're like, maybe we could squeeze in there. Yeah, probably.
Probably not seven people.
Right. So then all seven of them come down. And they are, I don't know what religion it is, maybe Mennonites, where they wear the dresses. All the women wear the dresses. Because you're not wearing a dress going fishing, you know? Maybe a sundress or something. That's not this. This is like the skirts that go to the ankles, you know? You can just tell. You know the difference between a skirt that's worn because you like what you're wearing and a skirt that's worn because God decrees it.
Yeah, yeah.
That they were wearing the God decrees you wear these skirts, those skirts. So they all descend upon the banks of the Salado Wildlife Center pond. And their cult leader, I mean the dad that was there, was was taking over our area because now all seven. So literally, I'm not kidding you, it went bobber, 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 all in a row. I mean, inches. And you had to be so accurate with your cast as to not cross up someone
else. Oh, yeah, no, there's no way.
Yeah. And it was insane. So we maybe had 30 more minutes, and we're like, oh, yeah, have fun, enjoy. But at that point, we had already been fishing for 4 hours, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Right, but
however, if I look to the other bank, I can see 20, 30 feet of real estate. And you, all seven of you, can spread out, do whatever you want over there. You don't have to worry about crossing our line or, you know, making the fish decide between which of these seven baits in this, you know, little area is it going to choose.
Yeah. Now, did it was probably about that packed at Cliff Hagen last night.
So I said all that to set up the Cliff Hagen
okay
to the baseball because 5:45 a.m., fishing for 5 hours. Okay. No nap.
Did the same family sit next to you at the baseball game? That would be an amazing story.
They did not. But
they're NC State fans.
They would have been right at home because it was tight. You know, they would have been like, are those three seats taken?
Great.
Seven of us, right? Okay. Well, here's the thing is I had two tickets from a friend of mine who has season tickets. So they're in the reserved section, the chair backs, you know, behind not behind home plate, but just off to the third base side a little bit. But great seats.
Yeah.
You know, I've sat in them before. And he had a wedding that he had to go to, so he couldn't go. He's going today. So he gave me those two seats, but I have a family of four, so I can't fit the four of us in those two. I'm not a Mennonite. So please forgive me, Lord. But anyway, we had to get general admission so that all of us could sit together because we already decided we're not going to do two of us sit there and then two of us sit elsewhere. The whole thing was to have us together, you know. But to do general admission, you have to get there at a decent time.
Yeah, especially for a game like this.
Yeah, you can't show up at quarter till and expect a seat. If you want a decent seat, you need to show up. So we get there at, you know, like 6 o'clock, a little before 6, and get in there. And it's already, you know, slim pickings as far as down the third baseline. So most of the bleachers down the third baseline, and there's one in left field. Well, the one in left field is nice. It gives you a good view. It's really good, except there's three flagpoles right in front of it. So that could obstruct your view a little bit. But for the most part, to sit there, you're sitting, you're looking head on. It's got a good view of the field. But it's also further from everything else, bathroom concessions, all that stuff. And then the sun is beating down on that whole part from the bleachers in left field all the way down the third baseline. All those are sun soaked. And it's 90 degrees.
Yes.
And there's
no breeze.
No breeze whatsoever. And you're packed in there tight. So I was trying to convince my wife to go to the left field bleachers and sit. She's like, she wasn't having it. So we found a spot down the left field line. Now, after an hour of sitting there, one of my sons has just been like counting down the minutes till the game starts. Like, oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. When does the game start? I'm like, just watch the clock when it gets to 7. So by that time, he's had an hour in the sun. He's not digging it.
Now, and that's after getting up at 5:30 in the morning and fishing all day. And
So before the game starts, a police officer, this lady comes over, and it's almost out of like a Saturday Night Live skit. This lady comes over and goes, "Let me have your attention, please, everyone. Tonight's game is a sellout, so if you could all just squeeze in a little tighter. Just, I know it's hot, but just kind of move in a little bit more so we can fit everybody in." And those of us in the bleachers looking around like, I'm not scooting any closer to your smelly sweaty.
We got here early. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been sitting out here for an hour.
Go out there and stand, you know, where the cliff dwellers are. Go stand out there. Yeah. If you wanted a general admission seat, you should have gotten here and soaked in the sun for an hour like us. Now we're sweaty and hot, and I'm not scooting over for your fat butt to sit down.
Now, were you aware of any of the actual baseball players that told their coach, it's really hot, so I'm not going to play tonight?
He would have loved going to the game.
Oh, he would have been fine at the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've just barely cracked the surface of this story, and we got to take a break. To tell it properly, I'm going to have to leave you hanging. I'll tell you how it finishes. More on the UK baseball game on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Next on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Magic Vapor Shop is brand new again, folks. Some people are afraid of new. They like the old just fine, and new is just plain weird sometimes. I get that. But when it comes to electronic cigarettes, new is better. New innovations and flavorings, some to the point that they taste just like the real deal. In the beginning, in 2011, my buddy said, Jerry, I hope this industry is successful enough that one day we can stand on the corner and give these kits away. Well, I'm not going to stand on any corner, but we are giving these kits away, folks. Stop in any Magic Vapor Shop store, and until we say when, we're going to keep giving away a free kit to new customers with the purchase of a 30-milliliter bottle of e-juice. New is good. On top of that, we will warranty the electronics for your free kit for life as long as you make an in-store purchase every 30 days, folks. Magic Vapor Shops are in Nicholasville, Georgetown, Winchester, London, Corbin, and Somerset. Or you can check us out online anytime at www.magicvaporshop.com. That can.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, so went out to the game last night, as I was saying, at Cliff Hagen Stadium. It was a sellout, a record crowd of 4,742. Temporary bleacher structures had been put up to expand the capacity of Cliff Hagen Stadium for this very reason. So we get out there. We're there an hour early. We're baking in the sun. It is hot. It's There's no breeze.
No breeze whatsoever.
You're already packed in there. And then the police officer comes in and says, squeeze in a little more. So then the game begins. And if you're sitting in the bleacher, you have to turn your entire body to the right to watch the game. You're down the third baseline. Well, and then the way the seating is, you have to look over people to see home plate. My 2 8-year-olds were not tall enough to see home plate. So they can't see. And they're hot. Meanwhile, my wife was trying before the game to talk me into not going. Just eat the $20 on the tickets. Forget it. Let's go run here, cook out, and we'll watch the game at home. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great, but I want to go. Let's go. We're going. Bought the tickets. We're going. So then, I guess at the first inning where the bases are loaded and Riley May hands up and they go to the pitching change, my wife says right before that, I'm getting claustrophobic and I'm so hot, I can't do it. I'm going. I'll come pick you up when you guys are ready. And so I look at one of the kids and I say, you look miserable. He's like, it's hot and I can't see. So do you want to go? No, I don't want to go. I'm staying. I'm like, okay. Last chance. Train's going. She goes. And so now we're still trying to watch the game. And I look at another one and he was gung-ho about going to the game. He really wants to go. And he's got the look on his face. I say, gosh. Are you having any fun at all? He's like, I can't see, and I'm hot. Aww. So then I've got him sitting up on my knee. Something clears out there. On top of all of this, there is a guy who doesn't have a hat on, and the sun is beating right down into your face. So you need to have not just sunglasses. You need a hat on to keep the sun from creating such a glare that you can't see. You have to have a hat on. You need a bill of a hat to block the sun. He uses a program. So now we're not looking over his head. We're trying to look around the program that he's holding above his head to block the sun at an angle where your entire body is turned to the right to look down the third baseline and see home plate. So that has me put one of the kids on my knee.
And you're already really hot.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot, sticky, yes. We've already been there hour and a half at this point. And then the other kid is right before every pitch. He's like not standing up fully, but doing like a kind of a squat stand-up just so he can see the pitch. And then in between innings, the kid would get off my knee. And so that's how we're trying to watch this game. Meanwhile, I have got a window of like 4 inches by 4 inches that I can just see home plate. I can't see the pitcher's mound and home plate together in the same frame. I'm looking through like two little heads, the guy holding the program over his head and just off of my son's ear who is sitting on my knee as my body is turned all the way to the right. And pitch by pitch, I'm just seeing the batter's box in a little square.
So this is why you want a new stadium.
This is why they need a new stadium, because I'm not alone. This is not just me. There is a guy sitting right next to me, and his 5-year-old is sitting on his lap because he can't see, and they're completely turned. So when I turn back to sit straight ahead, take a break from this, I'm hitting the guy next to me. He's got to turn. Whew. So we get to the third inning, I think it is, and now I'm getting pestered about popcorn. Can we get some popcorn? Can we get some popcorn? Can we get some popcorn? Well, I can't go get them popcorn because I can't leave 2 8-year-old boys with all these people I don't know. Not that anything's going to happen, but I'm just not. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm just not comfortable leaving my 2 8-year-old. Who knows what could happen? I could fall down the stairs. Who knows? It's like, well, I could go get it. Well, no, I'm not sending. Yeah. You're 8 years old. I'm not sending you off with money to try to. I mean, you couldn't even negotiate the sale. I need popcorn. So I tell them, okay, if we're going to get up and go get popcorn, there's no guarantee that our seats are here. It's a sellout. Everybody's looking for seats. Still in the third inning, there are people walking up and looking up into the bleachers like, is there any space? Yeah. Where could I sit? So we get up and we go. And we can't go to those two reserved seats I have. I've got two reserved seats. Chair backs. No sun. It's in the shade. Great view.
Are
no
you just looking at those two seats the whole time?
Yeah. I can't even see them. I can't even see them from where I'm sitting. I've got those two tickets in my pocket, but I can't fit 2 8-year-olds into one seat. And I can't. It's supposed to drive me nuts. So, okay, I'm leaving the bleachers, and I get to the end of the row, and it's so tight. Everybody has to stand up to let you get through. And so the last guy on the end of the row stands up, and it's Lee Todd. Dr. Lee Todd, the former president of the University of Kentucky. And I am now nose to nose.
In the general admission.
Yes. At the end of the general. So when he stands up and I recognize him, as I'm standing belly to belly with him, I go, Dr. Todd, what are you doing? What are you doing sitting here? What are you doing here? You're the former president of the university. You do not sit at the end of the row of the general admission bleacher with an obstructed 4x4-inch view of the batter's box. And that's all you see. And he said, in just such disappointment, I didn't call ahead. That's what he said. I didn't call ahead. Basically,
I didn't have to sit here.
Yeah, I called maybe it's, you know, I showed up and said, can I get in? And Mitch went, back of the line.
Unless Capaluna doesn't show up, we can have his seat, I guess.
So I say, look, Dr. Todd, I've got these two reserved tickets. You know, I can't use them because we've got a family of four. I'm down to three now, but that's still not enough. Here's two tickets. You could go sit in these chair back seats. He looks at me and goes, oh, well, I may have to take you up on that. I'm like, you should go now. I don't know what you're waiting for. This is no prank. These are legit. Go sit there. And whoever is sitting there, tell them to move because those are the tickets for it. So I don't know if he wound up there, but I gave Dr. Todd.
That was nice of you.
The primo seat. So then we get down.
Because I would have been like, hey, Anthony, do you want to sit with the former president of the university? Well, this is Lee Todd. Why don't you hang with him for a minute while me and your brother go sit in these two seats? He'll get you popcorn. Dr. Todd will get you some popcorn.
So then I break it to him. I'm like, boys, we're not going back up there. You know, we lost those seats. Like, we can't go back and find the seats. They're gone. So you wanted popcorn. That's that. I'm like, oh, I want to stay. I'm like, and do what? You couldn't even see. Barely. I said, listen, we're going to go home. We're going to put it on the television. And we can make popcorn in the microwave. And we'll have a great view. Best seats in the house. And so I get them each a Mr. Pibb, and they're happy. Within 20 minutes, we're at home. We're all sitting there. One of them is laying down on the couch.
I was going to say, are they asleep in 5 minutes?
No, not asleep, but one of them's laying down comfortably. The other one's in a big chair full of pillows. He's chilling comfortably. They've just had some pizza, and we're watching the game, and it's, you know, 72 degrees in the house, nice and cool. Got the TV on, and I said, is this better? And they look at me and go, yes, this is better. Look, I am four.
Which is why, like, sporting events across the country are having to up their prices because they just can't get butts in the seats because the experience at home is so good now.
I'm watching it on a 65-inch flat screen. The high definition is so much you could see sweat from a pore coming out of. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just.
You've got to get up and go to the bathroom. It's not like, will my seat still be there when I get back?
I can see a replay of Marcus Carson's error. If there wasn't an error. But if I want to see that, I can. Whereas there was a play in the game in those first three innings where I'm going, oh, let's look at that. Oh, we can't look at it again. There's no big screen. They're not going to replay it. You're like, oh, that was so awesome. I want to see it again. Well, at home, you can see that replay.
Now, do you know what the capacity is for the new stadium?
Not right off. No, I don't.
Is it somewhere in the neighborhood of like 6,000?
Yeah.
Does that seem about right?
Yes. They said they had it was going to be built with the ability to expand it to 6,000. But, yeah.
Because you still see other SEC schools with 13, 14,000
right.
fans there. But I do think that this season, like the Louisville game mm-hmm. that was at Cliff Hagan, and now this postseason, you know, I think it bodes well for the fact that, yes, people do want to come out
yeah.
and see this baseball team play
yeah.
if they're good.
Right.
When they're good.
And I am not trying to downplay the experience of being at the game.
No, it was just...
That is huge. You cannot replicate being at the game.
No.
But if the... If being at the game is not a good experience, then being at home outweighs it. You know
yes,
I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm going to be at the game and I'm going to have to sit in a bleacher and turn to the right and it's 90 degrees and the sun is beating down on me and I'm shoulder to shoulder with everyone and I got a kid sitting on me and I can barely see, then yeah, the experience at home is better.
But if you were in those two reserved seats,
oh, I would
have been to the whole game.
My God.
I was waiting for you guys to get home, turn on the TV, and then them have some sort of drawing for $10,000 and say, it's in this seat. And then they show Dr. Todd, and he's like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Had I been able to sit in the reserved seats, I show up at quarter till game time.
And you're there the whole game.
Yeah. And there's no sun. The sun never hit those seats, you know? So it's unfortunate. But what I'm saying, though, is with the new stadium, there won't be that kind of issue. They will already have 4,700-plus seats in place that aren't temporary, that the you know sight lines have already been studied, and
yeah.
they already know that that's a good seat. And that's what they need.
Yeah.
Heck, they keep going this way. They might outgrow the new stadium.
I know.
They might need to rethink.
They
haven't built it yet. I mean, you might want to look at 10,000. Because, yes, on a Saturday night, they sold it out. And it showed that Lexington is coming out. And there were definitely people around me who didn't even know some of the players. So they have not been following UK baseball yeah. this season. They just knew that UK had a good season. And now it's the postseason.
You know, Mayor Gray had come out and declared it Blue White Day on Friday when they opened up the regional. So there's definitely been a buzz
yeah.
around the city with this baseball team this postseason.
Absolutely. Look, Kentucky fans show up and support success. They do. When something is doing well, they show up and support it.
So Brad just handed me this. You know how he just can't just write one thing down.
Yeah, let me just interrupt that to tell you what he wrote, 30 minutes ago. Malik Zaire to Florida can play this season. Like, I don't even know who Malik Zaire is. Do you?
The name sounds familiar.
What? Who is he? Notre Dame quarterback.
Oh, Notre Dame quarterback. Okay.
Dame's quarterback is transferring to Florida. Okay.
Well, and they've had some QB issues.
That's a worthy note, Brad. I'm sorry I ignored it this long. All right, go ahead with the second note that Brad has offered up to you, Mary Jo.
This is word for word what he wrote.
Oh, this is straight from the website.
Yeah, the new UK baseball stadium will feature 2,500 permanent seats with a total seating capacity to more than 7,000.
Okay. What? Those temporary seating capacity is not going to be... What that was at the Cliff.
Yeah.
I would hope. Hopefully.
No, you'd hope they'd.
Yeah.
They've done the sightline study and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that, I would not, based on that, I would never, ever, ever, ever pay general admission for that kind of deal again.
Yes.
That's right there. I'm out. I'm not. Look, the heat is one thing. I can take the heat. If it's hot and I want to be there, I'll deal with that. That's not a big deal. It's the not being able to see so well
yeah.
thing. Because that's why I'm there, to see the game.
Exactly. You would still be hot in the reserve seats. Yes. Maybe not as hot, but you'd still be. It's 90 degrees. Right. You're still going to be hot.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Nick Mingione, we have some comments from him. We'll play those. I don't know if we'll play them next, but we will play those throughout the next hour here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit forthepeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Do you have excellent customer service and safe driving skills, a positive attitude, and a willingness to learn? You might be a great fit for Lextran. Lextran is currently accepting applications for full and part-time bus drivers. You will be responsible for providing safe trips, excellent customer service, and operating a timely schedule on fixed bus routes throughout Lexington. Lextran provides a comprehensive training program, competitive pay, and an excellent benefits package. For more information and to download an application, visit Lextran.com today.
My bed back loves my Craftmatic.
My bed back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My bed back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-314-5056. That's 800-314-5056 for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself and see how little they cost. Rated number one by ConsumerAffairs.com, Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. So if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, wake up sore, stiff, with back, neck, or shoulder pain, call for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself. See how little they cost. Call 800-314-5056. That's 800-314-5056. 800-314-5056. Call now.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Not much time before we have to get to the top of the hour break, so let's go to Jack right away. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Jack.
Dan, let me give you some advice.
Yes.
Something I found out through the course of my life. If you are ever, ever confronted by Mennonites before 11 a.m., the rest of your day is shot.
Words to live by.
I found out yesterday.
I'm speaking from experience. Do you take your boys fishing often?
This is just the second time. They've finally reached the age where it's a little easier for them, because I took them at a much younger age and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, I was wondering, have you ever heard of Will Green Lake in Richmond? Have you ever heard of it?
I have heard of it. I haven't been with the boys, but I have heard of it. I've actually been to there. Yeah.
If you like bluegill fishing, well, it's been a few years since I've been there, but you can catch pound and a half bluegill there off the bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really great.
I had forgotten all about it, but yes, I've been and fished Willow Green Lake. Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice place. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hidden away. Nobody really knows about it, but it's a nice place.
It is.
Well, now you just let the secret out on the radio, Jack.
Well, you still have to find it. I know where it is.
Now you got to find it. Yeah. It's in Richmond. Okay, I just wanted to pass that on about the Mennonites. You got to be really, really leery of them before 11.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I didn't know that that was going to be the call that we got today.
I'm so glad it was.
Yeah, me too. No doubt.
Hey, coming up in our next hour, I would really love to, you know, basketball is year-round here, so we can always get into a little basketball.
Without a doubt.
Because the recruiting class wraps up, number one, again, and there's this documentary-style video that I kind of wanted to get your take on.
Emmanuel Quickly?
Yes, Emmanuel Quickly and Cal's in-home visit with him.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to get your take on that, because it was interesting stuff. It was like being a fly on the wall. But no, he knew the camera was there. You know, it wasn't like a hidden nanny cam. And he played up to it. But it was interesting.
To see what an in-home visit
And to see some of the stuff that he said was pretty cool.
And we're taking your calls on the other side of the Sports Center break here. 381-1313 on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Are you ready to spring into summer? Make sure your air conditioning is too. This is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. Call us today at 859-519-6382 to schedule a maintenance for your HVAC system. ADA is on the way.
Hello, I'm Larry Jones, Community Trust Bank Central Region President. Spring is finally here. Whatever your plans for a home loan, commercial loan, or a small business loan, let Community Trust Bank help, and now may be a great time with loan rates near historic lows. Our friendly, professional staff at our Lexington branch office locations will be happy to assist you. Please come by and see us.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Magic Vapor Shop is brand new again, folks. Some people are afraid of new. They like the old just fine, and new is just plain weird sometimes. I get that. But when it comes to electronic cigarettes, new is better. New innovations and flavorings, some to the point that they taste just like the real deal. In the beginning, in 2011, my buddy said, "Jerry, I hope this industry is successful enough that one day we can stand on a corner and give these kits away." Well, I'm not going to stand on any corner, but we are giving these kits away, folks. Stop in any Magic Vapor Shop store, and until we say when, we're going to keep giving away a free kit to new customers with the purchase of a 30-milliliter bottle of e-juice. New is good. On top of that, we will warranty the electronics for your free kit for life as long as you make an in-store purchase every 30 days, folks. Magic Vapor Shops are in Nicholasville, Georgetown, Winchester, London, Corbin, and Somerset. Or you can check us out online anytime at www.magicvaporshop.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
I'm Doug Brown. Angels DH Albert Pujols hits a grand slam for his 600th career home run last night against the Twins. Pujols is the ninth member of the 600 home run club, and it's his 14th career grand slam. The Angels won the game 7-2. Baseball's first no-hitter of the season came in Miami.
And here comes the 0-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball is dropped. Real Muto up with it. Throws to first. He's done it. The out is recorded at first base, and Edinson Volquez has pitched a no-hit ball game against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The call on 940 WINZ. Volquez faces the minimum 27 batters. He walked two but got two double plays, and he needed only 98 pitches to beat Arizona 3-0. Nothing stopping the Astros these days. They get their ninth win in a row, beating the Rangers last night 6-5. The Astros are now 40-16, the best record in baseball. Before Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final in Nashville, three catfish hit the ice. In the second period, three Predators goals turning the game around. The Preds beat the Penguins 5-1, but they still trail the series 2-1. Game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Warriors and Cavaliers in Oakland. Cleveland trying to pull even after a 22-point loss in Game 1. Our coverage starts at 7 Eastern here on ESPN Radio, 8 Eastern on ABC. And Kyle Busch is on the pole for NASCAR at Dover.
Are you getting what you hope for with Cavs Warriors Round 3? And can too much Steph, KD, and LeBron actually hurt the game? Mike and Mike with Game 2 Reaction Monday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
When you want to choose value and flavor, then your best choice is Hardee's $5 Big Bag. You get two delicious char-broiled double cheeseburgers, a small order of natural cut skin-on fries, a small ice-cold soft drink, even a hot apple turnover, all for just $5. Stop by Hardee's and see why folks looking for value and taste choose Hardee's $5 Big Bag. Just $5 each and every day. Hardee's, eat like you mean it. Price plus tax at participating restaurants after regular breakfast hours for a limited time.
We all have our mountains. The challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Do you find your life dreams seem out of reach? Do you need clarity in achieving your life goals? If so, join Mind Over Body Yoga and Pilates Healing Arts Studio for living your best self and achieving your dreams. Nationally acclaimed empowerment guide Janice Darrow will help you explore the importance of intuition and following your heart, recognizing the difference between emotion and intuition, and moving beyond emotions that may hold you back. Please join us, Laura, Melissa, and Beth at Mind Over Body, June 24 from 10 to 3. Register at Mind Over Body Studio.
ADA Heat and Air. ADA is on the way.
Are you ready to spring into summer? Make sure your air conditioning is too. This is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. Call us today at 859-519-6382 to schedule a maintenance for your HVAC system. ADA is on the way.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ghanoush, baklava, and a lot more. And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place, but I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
I didn't think we would hear Bad Company this morning. I just didn't.
Did somebody from Bad Company die?
Oh, I hope not. I don't listen to much Bad Company. I used to long ago. Like, it was one of when. This is. Ugh, I feel old now. But when CDs first came out.
One of the first come on, you know we were on cassette tapes.
We were. Imagine that, Mary Jo. We have lived through CDs. Like, they were invented, they came out, they've run their course, we're on to digital.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think
about. And at the time, you never thought, like, well, what could possibly ever replace a CD?
Right.
Like, they'll be around forever. That's what my dad said when he bought us a laser disc player.
I had a friend of mine that bought one of those. He's got like four laser discs.
Yeah.
They're huge. The size of albums.
Yeah. No, they're the exact size of albums. Yeah. They look like a DVD.
Yeah.
Just 10 times the size.
Yeah.
And we had like six movies.
Yeah. Exactly. So when CDs first came out, one of the CDs I had early on was Bad Company's 10 from 6. Just like their greatest hits. Listen to that quite a bit, but I have not listened. And one of my first concerts as a 16-year-old, I saw Bad Company. Who did they open up for? Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I can't believe I can't remember this. It was Damn Yankees and Bad Company.
Okay, I was gonna say Bad English, but Damn Yankees is the same thing.
It wasn't Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
In Damn Yankees,
yeah. I think, yeah.
Yes, he was. And was their song, Can You Take Me Higher?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Can you take me high?
High enough.
Yeah. Which I can't get.
No.
All right, let's get to the phones. Al's on the line, 381-1313, if you want to get in here. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Al.
You know, it's really how the music age has advanced. I go all the way back to the 8-track days, and that that was the, I guess, the embryonic era of being able to listen to tapes or what have you in your car, and then that went to, of course, it went to CDs, and then we went from that to, you know, you said CDs.
I remember the 8-track.
Yeah, I had 8-tracks.
In my parents' car, and we, yep. The two ones that I remember that they had were Meatloaf, Bad Outta Hell, and ABBA. Those are the 8-tracks that I remember my parents had. They had more, I'm sure, but those are the ones that this 6-year-old brain at the time kept.
Well, you know, it's funny how you know you go through time and you even names change. Back in 1986, I think Mary Jo might have a better recollection of this as I do, of when the Red Sox were playing the Mets and Bill Buckner misplayed the ball going down first baseline when Mookie Wilson hit the ball and went between his legs.
Oh, yeah.
And for a long time, you put on those type of plays, you call the person that was involved in that play a goat because they for a long time never lived down that play. But
yeah.
Pull over, Al! They got gotcha.
You! Right. God. Scare me to death. Early morning police. But now the definition of goat has changed to the greatest of all time, and I think that Muhammad Ali for a long time, you know, he held that title, and I think the name changed. And I think there are a lot of goats out there. Serena Williams probably fit that title. Of course, Michael Jordan has that title. But there was two people in the news this week that would embrace the title. But if certain things don't turn out well for them, they won't be a goat. As Tiger Woods with his demise, and LeBron James on the court today trying to surpass or implant himself as a goat. Can you add others or think of how important it will be when you talk about the legacy of Tiger Woods and LeBron James? If LeBron does not win, he probably won't be a GOAT. And Tiger, if he does not get his peel regimen together, will not be a GOAT. Can you talk a little bit about those two fellows and their quest to become GOAT?
Thank you, Al. Yeah. What I would say is LeBron doesn't just have this year to get it done. He's going to be playing for another 10 years and will have plenty of opportunities, I think, going forward, even if he doesn't win a title this year. I mean, this is the 7th straight finals. And with the way the Eastern Conference is, you have no reason to think that Cleveland wouldn't be back there next year. He will have other chances. As for Tiger Woods, I can't imagine we see him play in a tournament again, let alone win another major. I can't personally remember more of a fall from grace, because there was a point in Tiger's career where you just thought there was no way he wasn't going to top Jack. Like, it was just a foregone conclusion. It was just, how many more would he get?
Yeah, and I thought he was going to get there for sure.
And then all this stuff happened.
He was definitely
going to get there, yeah. However, I do feel bad for him in the sense that, I mean, this news comes out and, oh, it's Tiger's driving drunk. Well, that wasn't even remotely true. And
the headline is DUI, yeah. And that connotation is driving drunk.
It is.
And that's what everybody reacted to, yeah.
Yes. And that he was swerving. And so, and in fact, he wasn't even, like, the car wasn't even moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know...
But the video of him, you know, and the thing is he's had back issues, so he's taking stuff for pain. I don't know if I can believe that he mixed the wrong stuff. Maybe that's true. I'm not saying it's not, but there's also, you know, depression that he could be dealing with.
Oh, yeah. Listen, he was on top of the world, man. Yeah. I mean, he was it. He was it. You know, I was listening to the Lebatard show this week, and, you know, he said, I'm a black man who conquered golf. What more do you want from me? And you know, I mean, he was everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was everything in sport. He was, and there was no way he wasn't going to pass Jack. And then it's just fall after fall after fall after fall. And every time he tries to come back, the expectation is there once again. Mm-hmm. Well, if he's back, he should win this match. And then he doesn't make cuts.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's over with. It's truly his. He's over with as far as a golfer. LeBron has plenty of opportunities left to win more championships.
Well, no, Tiger can still.
He's never going to win another major, Dan.
No, but if his health holds up enough to where he can play golf. I mean, he can play on the Champions Tour.
But it hasn't. For the last 5 years, it hasn't held up.
He can play on the Champions Tour eventually.
I don't see that.
But it makes me think of Mike Tyson, Michael Vick. No, Vick even came back and played.
But I even at the height of Mike Tyson and Michael Vick, they were not at the height of Tiger Woods.
Oh, no.
Tiger Woods was something different. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Mike Vick's not a greatest of all time.
No, and he appealed to everybody, right? I mean, everybody. There were, you know, worldwide, I'm sure that there were some polls out during his heyday where he was one of the most known figures in the world. Where Michael Vick, you probably could get out of the United States and nobody had ever heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just right. Tiger Woods was known everywhere.
Yeah. Joe is on the line. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm going to jump around here a little bit because my first concert was Sly and the Family Stone.
All right. Thank you for letting me be myself again.
And then when you go to 8-track tape players, I had one in my car. So I'm going to show my age. What all you had to have was a bit of Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill.
Oh, bringing up the Strawberry Hill on us.
Behind closed door, and a girl was Buddy in your hand. I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. But I have a story. This is a continuing story, okay? Wednesday night, my youngest grandson decided to spend the night. Well, we was going back to the kitchen, and I was going to cut him up some apples and dip it in Nutella. He goes in the bedroom and turns on the TV. So I hear, "You are getting sleepy. You are getting sleepy. You are a bagel." And I thought, what? I know this voice. It's Alf. Alf again. This is
Alf!
The voice of Alf.
Alf! It's Alf's voice?
Yes.
On some cartoon?
He loves it now.
Wow.
And I hate Alf.
We know. Oh, we know.
Yeah.
And it's like, as soon as he...
Who even plays it? Like, what station was he on that had Alf on?
I think it was on MeTV.
Wow.
It's one of NBC channels, but I had to tell you, I actually did. I thought about you, too. I thought, no, not Alf again, you know.
Oh, we're forever going to be linked to Alf now.
Alf will not die.
We're the Three Stooges of Alf, I guess. You know? Hey, y'all put me on hold so long, I dropped my phone in the potato salad, so I throw part of my potato salad. I'm here to fire up the grill. I hope you all have a great day, and thank you all for bringing joy to my Sunday morning.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. All right, listen, when we come back,
we're going to get to basketball and Nick Mangione.
Yeah, Nick Mangione got some stuff lined up. You need to hear what he says, really. If you haven't heard his post-game comments, you probably haven't.
Because they're playing again at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, they're playing at 1 o'clock. We're going to get to those next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Wayne Newton, sex in an airplane bathroom at a mile high above altitude. Yes or no, Wayne?
One thing I learned a long time ago, guys, is a gentleman never talks about his travels, treasures, or timids.
We can learn so much from Wayne Newton.
So that's a yes.
So that's Wayne. A yes. We'll take that as a yes.
Dan Le Batard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play today at 2:05. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
The Arctic Cat no-brainer sales event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrots Pike in Georgetown for the no-brainer sales event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Find your life dreams seem out of reach? Do you need clarity in achieving your life goals? If so, join Mind Over Body Yoga and Pilates Healing Arts Studio for living your best self and achieving your dreams. Nationally acclaimed empowerment guide Janice Darrow will help you explore the importance of intuition and following your heart, recognizing the difference between emotion and intuition, and moving beyond emotions that may hold you back. Please join us, Laura, Melissa, and Beth at Mind Over Body, June 24 from 10 to 3. Register at mindoverbodystudio.com.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This would have been on cassette first.
Yeah.
Would have been made a cassette first. It's crazy how the, like, my vehicle is a 2010, and so it has a disc changer.
Oh yeah,
in it.
Oh,
like it comes.
How awesome were those? Like, yeah, when the 5 disc changer came in.
I've used it once. The one time I've used it, I put the 4 CD set of Prince in it when he died, and listened to that. That's the only time I've used it, and I have like a case thick of CDs.
Oh, you know, yes.
Hundreds of CDs in this case. I have over 500 CDs. And I used to carry around this case in the car and flip through and put them in. And I don't know why, but I don't use it. Instead, I'm taking a wire and plugging it into my phone and playing the music from my phone. Now, my wife's car is newer. And when you get into her car, it connects to your phone through Bluetooth, and all of your music is on a screen in the car. And so now you play it like you're playing the radio or a CD, but it's from your phone. It just connects right to it. I would like to have that. But it all started with albums, and now albums are back. Like, vinyl is a thing now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Producer Brad will tell you that. He's all about the vinyl. I think I half listen to things he says.
Well, let's listen.
He said Velcro.
Let's listen to Nick Mangione, the UK baseball coach. Here was his opening statement following Kentucky's 5-4 loss to NC State last night.
I thought Justin Lewis got their barrels moving early. A couple balls obviously left the yard. I liked how he was attacking in the zone. I got to go back and obviously watch the video, see the location of the pitches. But I thought our guys did some really good things tonight, but obviously not enough to win. I thought offensively, the elephant in the room is how many times we missed underneath the ball, and we had routine flyouts. that was tough to come back from. And then I thought Zach Logue did a phenomenal job keeping us in that baseball game. And I thought as the game went on, our guys started to get more and more comfortable. And I can tell you this much, our team never stopped competing, and that meant a lot to me. Can't thank the Big Blue Nation enough for coming out, setting an attendance record. Really proud for them to show up, and we're going to basically tell them all right now that we need them to come back tomorrow for two games and stand behind these guys because they deserve it. But can't thank them enough for creating an awesome, awesome, awesome atmosphere.
Well, yeah, record attendance was an awesome atmosphere. Justin Lewis, the starting pitcher, is who he was talking about. And then UK's Saturday starter during the season, Zach Logue, came on in relief. In the sixth inning, and so he's done. So Kentucky's used its three starters. Zach Thompson's probably going to be the starter today, a midweek starter during the regular season. And he started against Indiana during the regular season, and that's who Kentucky will have to beat to stay alive.
Yes.
That game's at 1 o'clock, and if Kentucky wins, then they play NC State again at 7 o'clock. And then if they beat NC State, they play a winner-take-all game on Monday. All NC State has to do is win once, and they're going to the Super Regional, which would be at Louisville. So, even with all my belly aching about the seating arrangement out there, you should still go out and support the
team. Yes, yeah.
Go out there. It's a beautiful day. Get there and get yourself a good seat. But leaving runners on was huge for Kentucky. Too many times, it left 10 men on base. Just that hurt them.
I mean, and you're talking about what ended up being a one-run game.
Yeah.
And you strand 10 runners, mm-hmm. and then that one two-out, you know,
two-out error.
Center field miss.
Here's Nick Mangione again.
Sure, so tomorrow will be, at some point, the second you lose a game, then you're basically one game away from being eliminated anyway. So, man, is it so much better to be in a winner's bracket to win one game instead of now you have to win three. But I've been a part of this before. Our coaching staff has been a part of this before. And I've just basically told them that nothing in life, in this game, in the postseason, is ever going to come easy. It's not supposed to come easy. And when we get this done, it's going to be even that much sweeter.
Yeah, they're already talking two games today. They're like, after the second game today, you know, the two games. They're mm-hmm. all, like, the mind doesn't even wander to think about if we lose or something. It's two games. That's happening. I really feel there'll be a game tonight at 7 o'clock for Kentucky. I think they'll win this game against Indiana, and then we'll see.
I know.
Yeah.
It's tough because it is going to be warm out again this afternoon. Mm-hmm. They're going to have, you know, faced an elimination game this afternoon. So even if they, you know, they make it past Indiana, you know, NC State will have all day to just kind of chill and rest. And mm-hmm. it's tough.
All right, Nick Mangione again. I forget what he's talking about here, but I listened to it before the show and picked this one out. So let's see what he's talking about, and then I'll.
So basically, we told our team that the next time we're in this position.
It'll okay, stop it. Push pause right there.
Finish. Then.
So he was talking about the SEC tournament that they just went through. They had a situation, double elimination tournament, and they had a situation where they had to win against South Carolina, or that was it. That was the end of the tournament. So kind of like, how does that prepare you or relate to this situation? Okay, continue.
Your season's over. So remember how this game feels, but then the next time we're in this situation, and I'm going to tell you, I think every single team at some point, even the team that wins the College World Series, is probably going to be in that position. The next time we're in that position, if we don't come through, then the season's over. Not the tournament, but the season. So we've already covered that. Good question, Trey.
All right, now, the last thing from Nick Mangione is on Marcus Carson. Now, Kentucky wound up scoring a run in the eighth and ninth. Evan White hit a home run, and then they got a run across in the eighth. So it was 5-4 was the final score. But it was 2-2 in the fifth inning, bottom of the fifth. Tie ball game, 2-2, two outs. So Justin Lewis is the pitcher. He's out there. They single, NC State singles, and then with two outs, Lewis walks a guy. So now there's two men on, two outs, just got to get one.
Yep.
You're out of the inning, and you move on, and it's still a tie ball game. There is a line drive to center field. Marcus Carson, the center fielder for UK, comes up on it. He's in position. Looks like he maybe overran it a little bit, but it's a play that you would think he would make. Normally he would make that play. And so Nick Mangione is asked about that play because what happened when
doesn't make the play, and then three runs end up scoring
in that inning. It goes by Carson, goes to the wall, the two runners on base score. The guy who hit the ball winds up on third, and the next batter knocks him in. And so now you're 5-2, winds up being 5-4. So here's what Nick Mangione had to say about when he was asked about Marcus Carson's error.
Out of those five walks, only one scored. So when you start looking at it, right?
That's Justin Lewis's five walks you're talking about there.
Of that nature. But you know what? When we got two outs, we didn't finish as well. When we got two outs, it seemed like, you know, we couldn't get right there. But you know what? I don't think there's any question that the command wasn't as sharp as it's been. And he threw some really good pitches, and to their credit, they didn't swing.
So he's still talking about Lewis. Now it's the next question that he answers right after this, where he's talking about Marcus Carson here.
You know, one of the ways, having played outfield before and first base and pitched some, whatever, I don't ever address those with the guys because I feel like if I asked them that question, that would lead to him making an excuse, and we don't make excuses. So the bottom line was, we just said after the game, I looked at him, I said, you want that playback, don't you? And he said, yes. And I go, well, we're going to make it next time. But I didn't allow him to make an excuse or even tell me what happened. The bottom line is we've practiced that. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen him make that play in practice. This is not a deal where we don't practice those exact plays. But unfortunately, we didn't make it tonight, and it led to two big runs.
There you go. Pretty good way of looking at it, too. Is like, we're not going to sit here and go over it because I'm not going to give you an opportunity to make an excuse for it. We don't make excuses. Should have made the play. You know you should have made the play. That's that. Tough, though, for him, no doubt. By the way, Indiana, someone tweeted out a picture of Indiana getting off the bus and getting to the field this morning. You know the candy stripe warm-up pants that the basketball team wears?
Yeah.
The baseball team has candy stripe shorts.
Hideous.
Ugh.
Hideous.
Indeed. All right, one more break before we get to John Calipari this week and what we saw with him and Emmanuel Quickley and his recruiting visit with him, which was very interesting. We'll talk about it next and take your phone calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Let's talk about beer. Lagers, IPAs, sours, stouts, porters, APAs. So many choices. How to choose? Pazzo's Podcast. Hear tips and craft beer news from Central Kentucky's leading experts, Kevin, Jason, and Josh. Go to WLXG.com for Pazzo's Podcast. And be up to date on the latest in the craft beer and cuisine scene. Let's talk about beer. Pazzo's Podcast. Your craft beer experts.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job, fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own. Car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's that song that this band doesn't play at their concerts that you would be disappointed if you didn't hear it. They're not even together anymore. I don't know if they'll ever be together again. The Black Crowes, The lead singer went off one direction, and his brother was like, you know, forget him. You just have no idea what a jerk he is, and we all hate him, and that's it. That's his own brother.
That is one of those songs, though, that you are in your car, and you really think you're nailing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She don't know no lover. See, I'm nailing it right there.
None that I've ever seen.
You got it. You have got it.
Yeah.
We should form the Black Crowes.
We'll call 2.0.
We'll call it the Yardbirds. No, that one's already taken.
Yeah,
no,
I was going to say, I think that already one's taken, yeah. Yeah.
Some guy named Jimmy Page, I think, was in that band. So John Calipari this week, we got to see him behind the scenes. He allowed cameras to show his visit with Emmanuel Quickley, who is the top-rated point guard in the 2018 class.
And by the way, the 2017 class, there's a point system ranked on points, and this is the highest-rated class that Cal has ever brought in, mostly because there's just so many.
The highest in points?
So 592 points in the recruiting calculations. So the 2013 group had 557 points. That was Julius Randle, the Harrison twins, Dakari Johnson, James Young, Marcus Lee, and Derek Willis.
Yeah, so
that
would have been
the second best class that he's had. The rankings, they started doing the points rankings in 1998. However, I would have probably, you know, you still got a point to John Wall, to Marcus Cousins, Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah. That's the best class.
Yeah. But I guess it's just
based on what they've done.
Yeah. And it's just the three of them. Was Darius part of that specific class?
No, Darius was.
Yeah, he was here with Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
Darius and Patrick were both with Billy.
So anyways, he goes to Emmanuel Quickley's house.
Yes.
For a visit. And Quickley is doing a little documentary of like what his recruitment is like and what his, you know.
Wait just a second. Is that okay. The dad from Urkel as a reporter for ESPN? Is it?
See, after they fired everybody, they just went and got
Carl. But does that look like
they him? Went and got Carl, what's his name?
I swear it looks like
that's
him.
That's not him. It's not right, him.
So we're just watching ESPN and I've just been mesmerized by this.
Carl!
Yeah.
What was their last name? Carl! That's like the wife.
Did I do that? It's him.
Carl Winslow, yeah.
It's him, Mary Jo. It's him. He is a reporter for ESPN now. I guess the acting career dried up.
That's not Carl Winslow. That's Cleveland.
Oh, man.
So anyways, Cal is at Emmanuel Quickly's house, and we have heard what his, like, recruiting pitch is before.
Yeah.
He has talked about it on a million different occasions, so it's not like it's some big secret. But this was watching him say it. And there were a couple things that I thought were interesting. He very much, and to some, you know, people and some UK fans' dismay, it was very much a conversation, not about let's win a championship together, not about getting a college education.
There was a little bit of that.
He said you have a lifetime scholarship.
Yeah.
He said, but you've got plenty of time to get your education.
A 15-year academic window.
50.
Yeah. 50.
He said a 50-year academic window. Okay. So he said this is a business decision. And he did talk a lot about the NBA and said, you want to get that second contract. My guys get that second contract. That's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
You've only got a 4 or 5 year window, you know, basketball window to get that done.
Yeah.
Versus you can come back to college at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did say, you know, my kids go to class and you got to finish out the semester when you're leaving. So you're still in good academic standing.
Yeah.
But, you know, leave after 1 year. Mm-hmm. And it was very much an NBA discussion.
Yeah.
And he never mentioned championships. It was a very individualized conversation with Emmanuel Quickly,
mm-hmm.
where he basically said, if you go to another school and they tell you you're going to be the man and you're the face of the program and you get there and you're by far the best player on that team,
mm-hmm.
he says flat out, you'll play 30 games, 20 of them will be against bad teams, and the other 10 games, there'll be 8 players who are in your stratosphere,
yeah.
in your league.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 times over the course of a year, you personally will be challenged.
Yeah.
Or you can come with me and you'll be challenged every single day in practice because I got 8 guys that are just like you.
Yeah.
And that's how my guys get better. What did you think of his spiel?
There's no doubt about it. You know, when he opened up or when we hear him begin, he starts talking about himself in the 30 for 30.
Yes.
And so I think that seems kind of egotistical, but you see where it winds up. And where it winds up is, that's me, this is me, we're not hiding anything. Yes, there was a couple little accuracies there that me and Ellen didn't
quite care
for.
Not everybody likes me.
Yeah. But he's like, these guys, my assistants, they go crazy when people say bad stuff about me. But I'm like, look, they can say what they want, I don't care, because when they look at the facts are this, they lose. They lose every time when they see the facts. And that what you saw was me as an open book. And that's what I am. Everything is on the table. It's transparent. You know what's up. That's kind of how he lays it out. And then he gets to that pitch of, they lose every single time. They can't do what we're doing. They can't do it. So when they try to say and sell you on something, they can't. This is a business decision, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. It's about you and your life. And if you want to do what you want to do, what I know you want to do, there is no other option. You could go try that, sure. But this is the deal.
His selling point was my guys get that second contract.
Yes, they do. They
it get the was big one. Not, let's go out and win a national championship.
Nope.
That was never mentioned.
No.
Now, I don't know, you know, there could be certainly parts that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, you know, that's...
A national championship is not a driving force in a young basketball player's mind. The driving force is, how do I become a millionaire? How do I take care of... How do I play basketball and make millions?
Mm-hmm.
My kids at 8 years old are dreaming of making millions playing basketball. I crush their dreams on a regular, but I tell them, like, look, there are maybe 20 people in the entire world who make $20 million or more just playing basketball in a single season. So you have to be like 1 in 20.
In 200 million.
Yes. Right. On the planet.
Like, let's go buy lottery tickets instead.
One of my sons goes, am I headed in the right direction? Like, no, you were born in the wrong direction. So you have to overcome genetics. I mean, I don't know how tall Manu Ginobili is, but that's your path. It's not Shaquille O'Neal's or LeBron James. You're not going to grow up to be 6'9" and cut like, you know, a bodybuilder. That's not happening. So that's the driving force from a young age, is to be a star and to be a millionaire and play basketball. And so that's what he's selling. And there is no argument against it. He is out front about it. Hamadou Diallo came here and practiced against the best. Like, his point is that I've got 6 or 7 other guys just like you. You're going to get better every single day. You've got to bring it or you're going to get embarrassed. He could have carried that on and go, just look at Diallo. He came here for one semester just to get better and not even play a game. And he had to take it to the 12th hour to decide whether or not he was going to go and stay in the NBA draft.
And look, I got a McDonald's All-American. Wasn't even good enough to play last year.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So when you come in here, this is it. You're either going to be good enough to go, or maybe it's the second year or the third year, but this is it. This is the program that takes you where you want to go. But my gosh, this class that's coming in, it is going to be so difficult.
This year, more than any other year, is where we as fans will have to trust the process, and that there are going to be several bumps in the road before that February, March turnaround happens.
When Diallo is your veteran, because he has one semester under his
belt. Of practice.
Yeah. And then sometimes you don't trust the process. And then sometimes Calipari admits that he made a mistake. It's so tough. He has a situation. He's created a situation where he almost can't. He doesn't have time to be too much trial and error. He's got to get it right quickly. If he doesn't get it right quickly, then he has to change quickly. And if that doesn't work,
he's got to recruit quickly for 2018.
But you thought he had it.
Emmanuel quickly, that is.
You thought he had it this year by tournament time. I thought that Kentucky was going to go to the Final Four. Because I thought he's such a good tournament coach. He had it going right. I thought they could get there. But that's going to go right down to the end, like he says.
Well, no, and I mean, I think that they were there.
Yeah.
They just didn't beat North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. The champion
in the Elite Eight.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they were there.
But as he says, sometimes you're trying to land the plane, you run out of runway. One year he said they nosed right up against it. That's what this is going to be. We already know, unless they just, you know, turn out to be able to start gelling quickly. But you know, this team looked like world beaters early, and then they hit, you know, that funk. Calipari explained it as well. Everybody figured out what we were doing, and they started protecting against it, and now it's not so easy anymore, and we got to figure out another way to play, and grind it out is the way we're going to have to win games. People aren't going to let us go up and down the court on them. It's going to be an interesting season.
Oh, it most definitely will be.
No doubt. But hey, football season is going to be here before basketball season. And,
gosh, I wish we weren't opening at Southern Miss.
At Southern Miss.
I just hate that. I hate it. I hate it when we set that up. I hate it even more today.
But one of the football players who's been named a preseason watch list to the Lott Trophy, you know, those things. Courtney Love. Which, of course, when Kentucky got Courtney Love, you went, Courtney Love. Well, the Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain's widow.
Lead singer of Hole.
Doll parts. song go?
Yeah. I was thinking of the song find Malibu that, or whatever.
Find that Doll Parts song. Like,
I am Doll Parts.
Go on, take everything. She's look, I'm not a fan of hers at all. Horrible singer.
She is a horrible singer. She's a better actress than she is a singer.
Yeah. I've just hated her persona and all that, and I just think she's tried to exploit. Anyway. You know, there's so many conspiracy theories that she actually killed Kurt Cobain. Anyway. But it was funny, though, that she saw, somehow,
yes,
the tweet of Courtney Love being named to the Lott Trophy watch list, preseason watch list.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said something like, well, I've earned this, all the hard work.
All the training I've put in.
Yeah, this is a great honor to pay it off. But so do you have Doll Parts?
You will ache like I ache.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Doll mouth, doll legs. I am doll arms, big veins, doll babe.
Yeah.
Oh, you're horrible. Give it up. This sounds like drunk karaoke.
And I do too.
I want to be the girl with the most cake.
Oh, turn that junk off. If the
like Kurt Cobain was such a musical genius and a visionary and like completely change the course of music.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I am doll legs. Like, what? I just...
Big veins. I want to be the girl with the most cake. The worst. All right, Brad, let's go to break. And when we get back, we will take this call from whoever is on the line. 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrots Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Is finally here in Central Kentucky. Family vacations, Kentucky State Fair, and long, hot summer days. That means your employees and family will be thirsty for cool, refreshing Highbridge Springs water. For more than 30 years, family-owned and operated Highbridge Springs has been serving Kentucky the highest quality bottled water, backed by the best service in the business. As the temperature rises, nothing tastes better or is more refreshing than Highbridge Springs, because their water comes naturally from underground limestone springs located right here in Kentucky. Beat the heat this season in your office or home with delicious, unique-tasting Highbridge water. Remember, too, that Highbridge can add a touch of class to your wedding or other summer event with custom labeling on individual bottles of water. This summer, give your employees and family the first-class treatment with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971. Or visit our website, Highbridge Springs, putting the awe back in refreshment.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. Oh, needs my engine lights on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, something tells me we ain't gonna last, baby. We ain't gonna last, baby.
We don't have much time left on the show, so let's get to the phone lines. Double D is there. Good morning. What's going on, Double D?
I just had to get that song off the air. Oh, God. I had a flashback to the days when I was growing up. My parents would take me out to my grandfather's farm, and they were during the season of dehorning the bulls.
Oh.
And you've never heard such gross sounds coming out of a bull than you hear that. And that reminded me of that so bad.
There's a reason the name of her band was Hole.
Oh, jeez.
Should have been called Garbage Hole.
Well, I think it's referring to what's between her ears. I listen to Nick Mangione, and I love the fact he's not throwing his players under the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. I saw a highlight of the play, and the young man was just trying to make a play. And,
yeah.
And hey, give him credit for trying to make the play at that point in time of the game, but... I really was disheartened. I love listening to Neil Price. I mean, if anybody enjoys listening to a game on the radio, you need to just sit and listen to Neil Price do a game. He does a really good job, especially working by himself for 9 innings. That is a tough – baseball is a tough sport to do with a partner, let alone by yourself.
Well, he does an outstanding job. There's no doubt about it, because I can remember listening to him do the Kent State 21-inning marathon, yeah. And that was great. That was his best work, in my opinion. Yeah. But yes, he's really good.
And I've had a chance to work with Neil a couple of times doing high school football.
Yeah,
and he's a great guy, and he's really, really, really prepared for every. Things that can happen during a broadcast.
Yeah.
But my point is, I was looking for a game on television yesterday on the ESPN networks,
mm-hmm.
and it was advertised on ESPNU, and lo and behold,
it was not.
It was not. I turned around and saw Vanderbilt and Clemson. Like,
yeah.
Who in Lexington, Kentucky cares about that game?
Well,
not me.
You have to have the Watch ESPN app. Is how you want. Like on Friday, I was at work, and I watched it on my phone while I was editing something. And then when I would leave the edit bay and go back to my desk, I had it on the computer, and I would watch it on the computer.
Yeah. Well, SEC Network TV. Had some too. Yeah.
Was it on actual TV? Friday? Okay. Well, today,
and then, of course, on ESPN2, they had that team 70 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Today
you'll have to get the Watch ESPN app if you want to watch the two games today, or go, obviously. But yeah, the Watch ESPN app. Look, Apple TV is the greatest. I'm telling you, the little box that you buy, and then you get those apps. And I just put it on and the Watch ESPN app, and that's how I watch it. Right.
Well, I was at work yesterday myself doing some things, and mm-hmm. I got our boss actually was going to let us watch it on TV.
Oh, there you go.
And it was not there, but oh well. But, you know, I just had to get that song off the air for everybody so that Sunday would not be ruined.
Yeah, we won't play anymore.
And by the way, my first, I had an 8-track. My first 8-track that I owned was Three Dog Nights.
Oh, yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting, you know, so that brought me back to memories and brought me back to my car. I heard you talking about your car. My first ever car was a Dodge Dart.
Oh, wow. Dodge Dart. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pale blue of all people. Because I was like, oh, Dad, why'd you buy this for me? Because the thing was North Carolina. But I had a problem, because the passenger door, when I went around the turn going to the left, would fly open unexpectedly. and I almost lost my girlfriend at the time. I had to reach and grab her before she fell out the door.
Good grief.
Lord. You got some memories of that Dodge Dart.
Yeah, where were seat belts? There were no seat belts back in them, basically, in cars. There were lap belts, but a lot of people seemed to cut them out, and I bought it used for about $200. So that was my very first car, and my song, the song that was actually Joy to the World was actually my favorite song on that whole 8-track tape. I mentioned this to my niece the other day, too, and tell you the big generation gap between us. She looked at me and goes, 8-track? So I took her into an old studio out at the radio station I used to work at, and I showed her. I said, this is what an 8-track looked like, but we call it a cart.
Yeah, cart machine.
Back in those days.
Yeah.
And she went, come on.
Yeah. It's like showing someone a VHS tape today. Yeah. They're just like, what exactly. is that? How inconvenient was it to carry that thing around?
Right.
Hey,
right,
thanks,
right.
Double D. We're up against the break, the end of our show here.
Yeah.
I'll see you all.
All right. Thanks. Have a good Sunday. Have a good week. Kentucky today.
Yes, 1 o'clock.
And 7.
And 7. And then tomorrow, too.
Yes. They got to win 3, but they can do it.
They can do it.
I thought for sure you were going with Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog, Joy to the World, all that good stuff.
I thought That's for sure we were going to do another whole song.
Yeah, we can't leave our listeners with that. Definitely not.
Hey, we'll see you back here next Sunday. Remember, we are Saturday hiatus for the next 2 months.
But Sundays.
Come on back. Sunday.
And join us for the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Have a great day.